Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Real Talk Podcast with your hosts Ash and JD. So, since it's back to the shitty international break,
yeah,
with the football again this week, we haven't really got any rants about football, apart from, you know, the usual suspects being back in the team. Fair enough, Harry Maguire's played, what was it, a full 90 the other day, and then 23 minutes before that, since the last call-up.
Valid call-up.
Henderson's retired, so why he's in the team, I don't know. Phillips, I think he's played 60-something minutes since the last one as well, but it is what it is, Gareth Pratt, and he knows it. Wouldn't get a fucking job at a top team anyway. So, I thought we'd go on to the next best thing, Misfit Boxing.
Yeah.
So we was on about it recently anyway, when there was the press conference, and it was kicking off with Logan and Dylan Danis.
It's never been out the news, has it, really? There's always something going on.
Yeah, but on that last one, just as a little reminder for anyone that didn't really watch it, there's a lot of shit talking, as always. But the highlight of it, mainly, was Logan getting a cake of Dylan and ended up throwing it at him. And then John Fury, Tom Fury's father, gobbing off a lot, moaning that they're all fucking chatting shit, and it's about fight talk, but none of it was. And then he was the one who ended up causing all the commotion by kicking the tables and everything around and trying to cause a fight. So, after watching yesterday's fucking press conference, because as we are, it is tomorrow night on the 14th of October when the fight is, It was a bit of a shit show again, really.
Yeah, because it was it the final weigh-in? It was,
no,
sorry,
so the what was the weigh-in and the face-off is this afternoon.
But what, this was like the final press?
Yeah, the final press conference.
So, because it seems pretty trashy, doesn't it, when in respect to a normal boxing card. It seems to be trashy the way it's approached, obviously, the way Dylan Danis again sued from Logan Paul, the way what Dylan Danis has done to Logan Paul about his missus. It's all in
a lot of that's American, always really, though, isn't it? You know, where you've only got to fucking look at someone in the wrong way and you're getting a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the slander and whatever else that he's getting sued for, it's jokeable.
Because Logan Paul's team put in the contract where, so I can't remember who did it, a boxer years ago just went in the ring, the bell rang, and he went out the ring. He also just basically walked out.
Yeah.
So the basically, to get your purse, you need to be in the ring before the bell goes. So you can just walk out, no matter what, you're getting paid. But yeah, I think his laws have changed it, that he has to fight, if it's not a case of, because Logan Paul's team were worried that as soon as the bell goes, Dylan Danis is going to like just jump out of the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, I know there was, I don't know his name, but there was the replacement sitting there waiting.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. I think, was he, I believe
he's another UFC fighter as well. But, yeah, he was there. They spoke to him a couple of times. Didn't really have much to say. He's just waiting for Dylan to back out.
Yeah.
But it was split into two, the press conference, because there is actually a lot of faults.
It seems more than usual.
Yeah, well, it's working out to about 6 hours worth of faults.
I hate that. Are they still doing a tag team one?
Well,
sure?
Yeah,
that's,
I was
going
to get to
it. Oh,
the tag team, it's just fucking...
It just doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, I've not watched any of them, because you don't need to understand how shit's going to be. Because obviously there's no mystery around it, how a tag team works, because we've all watched wrestling. You know, so once one of them is fucking getting battered, if they can, they quickly get to the corner and fucking tag in.
It'd be good if they could do it like wrestling, where the tag, they have like 10 seconds or so to get out of the ring. So you get 10 seconds basically, 2-on-1.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That'd be good if that was the case.
Yeah, well, I know they were saying yesterday, because Dillian Woods always seems to get these press conferences, and he was up on the top tier, shouting down.
Dillian Woods or Jerick Tesoro?
Marvin Chisora.
Because I know, so he's always at them ones.
Yeah, Dillian Watt was at the one.
He
was
Chisora. Sorry. Yeah, because I say he was even at the Jake Paul Tommy Fury one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Jay.
I know, to be fair, they're both shit. So that's why it's easily confused. Don't hurt me. But yeah, so he was shouting down whatever bullshit, and so they were saying how they're already planning about changing from 3 minutes to 4 minute rounds for the tag team ones, so that can incorporate a bit of a time lapse of the swaps in and out. Because you think it could just easily be fucking, as soon as you're in, you're tagging the other person in, and then you're swapping around. Yeah. So it'd be like fucking, you'll need VAR to add time on or something.
It's, when I just think tacky when I think of these like TikTok, social media, whatever, because it's not just TikTok, but, you know, these crossovers, whatever you want to call them. I find them quite tacky, they're horrible to watch sometimes. You can see
some of them are really cringy.
You can see the people that's actually took it serious.
Yeah.
Committed to, and you can see the people that just doing it just to get exposure, a bit of an easy pay, I suppose.
Well, it's definitely good money, because, you know, a lot of them are getting paid more than what actual professional boxers get paid.
I think actually on the last one, if this show becomes more successful and he offered you a boxing, would you take it up?
I know that. I remember the answer. It was, as long as we had time to actually train.
Yeah, I mean,
because I wouldn't want to just walk in fucking.
No, you had as long as everyone else. I can't imagine getting fucking knocked out in front of fucking.
Yeah, but that's assuming that whoever it is you're fighting against is strong enough to physically knock you out.
But you think about some of my height and my size, they're not going to be a small guy. Do you know what I mean?
100 kg,
I don't know what that is. That's 15. I'm sure that's 15 stone.
Yeah, thereabouts, isn't it?
Yeah, but so that's heavy.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they can fucking hit, though, does it?
No, that's true.
You know, fucking. But yeah, as long as I have enough time to physically train, then I'll do it. You know, fucking 2 months of training or 3 months of training for fucking, you know, 30, 40 grand. A lot of these are just 3 rounds as well.
So yeah.
For 9 minutes. Fucking. Yeah, easy money. Fucking, I'll do it. I'll smash a lot of them up as well, to be fair. Fucking put sales. But, so starting off with the first lot of the card, the prime card section, you know, I mean, what we got there, that's, we've actually done a little bit of prep this time for a change.
So
we have got the list of fighters. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 fights before the co-main and the main fights at the end. So that's 12 fights in total. The Ryan Taylor, he's dropped out. So it is Swarms against Ed Matthews now.
I like Ed Matthews.
I can't say I know who he is.
Oh, mate. On TikTok, him and his mate, HS.
Is it that fucking kid that's in Dubai and that?
He's in Dubai, but HS lives in Dubai, but yeah.
But he's a bit of a fucking nonce, is he? He's a bit muscly.
What do you mean?
No, it's not the one. Do you know who I'm on about, though? He's fucking, he was born and raised in India, but come over to the UK when he was like fucking, 12 or something. So essentially, he was fucking chatting up 14 and 15 year old girls, and he was trying to justify it, saying that's a part of my culture.
I don't know that.
But this is H, he's the one with the fucking blonde hair. He's like 40 something.
No, HS. So they was in Marbella. Started off, they got big. They done like live vlogs and live streams from Marbella when they was like about 18.
Okay.
And they got really big. I mean.
So it's not. Yeah,
I do like it. They go on lives with girls and chat them up, and it's funny. They're just trying to like some of the stuff they come out with is fucking funny. But yeah, I haven't seen him for a while. I know, but he Swarms.
Yeah, Swarms.
He won the last fight, didn't he, against that Jack Ryan? If I remember, I think he battered
him. Yeah, well, he didn't really batter him. It was just like 2-3 punches, he couldn't see out of his arm. Because I think he was meant to have been fighting again. Shortly, I don't know when, but I'm sure he was meant to be fighting again anyway.
Who's that?
The one that Swarms beat last time.
Yeah, that's who was fighting again. It was a rematch.
Man, it shows how much I fucking pay attention.
Yeah, so Swarms was supposed to be first in Jack Ryan or
Ryan Taylor.
Ryan Taylor, whatever his name is. But obviously, he's dropped out because he got arrested. So now Ed Matthews is taking his place.
Right.
So looking at that, Jack, what's your fight prediction for Ed Matthews?
Well,
Swarms, mate.
I'd just go with Swarms just because
could be I don't after think training. Ed's
done anything really, has he? I don't think he's had any faults as far as I know.
Well, he won't be falling for it, will he?
No, I mean, the site that we're on, it's not the most accurate because it's showing, shows the fault records, and it's got Swarms as 0-0-0, but then above it's got Astrid Wet, all the zeros as well, and yet she's got the fucking... Women's lightweight championship or whatever.
Oh, fucking hell. I hate the bouts as well. It's fucking shit.
Well, they are laughable.
What?
But yes, I'd go with Swarms just because I know he's had a couple of fights.
Yeah. I'd want Ed Matthews to win, but nah, I'm gonna back him, Ed. Come on, Shane. And then, so what's the next fight?
So then the next one after that, it is Astrid Wet and the Brummie Villa fan, Alexia Grace.
I can't stand either of these two. They're such bags. I mean, just anything just to get traffic to the OnlyFans. I mean, I guarantee the OnlyFans is shit as well. I mean,
I can't stop seeing it.
No, I haven't seen all the OnlyFans. But what I'm saying is, I guarantee it, they're just fucking boring as fuck.
Well, most of them are anyway, aren't they? But yeah, there was all the drama. They should have had the fights, I don't know, last month or the month before, but they were all back and forth, giving each other shit, and then on a couple of days before the fight, they ended up wrestling each other.
Yeah, and she spine busted through the table.
Yeah,
right?
Straight through the table.
Fucking Devon under the tables.
Logan Paul would give the fucking WWE knowledge for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Astrid was fucking concussed and fucking whatever, in the back of an ambulance, oxygen and fucking all sorts. And so it's actually been continued now. It's the fight's back on.
I'm sure this girl, Alexa Grace, has got no teeth. I'm sure she wears...
The
ones you take out completely, mate. Like open.
So veneers.
Nah, I think veneers go over you. We're going.
Dentures. Or whatever it is. Old people's
one. Yeah, so they can take them out. I'm sure she. Anyway.
Probably has, mate. I don't know.
I should wear. This is what's going to happen in this fight. He's going to punch her and she's going to keep turning the back. Alexa Grace will keep turning the back on her.
Yeah. I can only say Astrid will win just because, again, she's got more experience.
Yeah, she's really small, that one is as well, compared. Well, they're both tiny, but...
Yeah,
so I'm going Astrid Wed on there. Who we got next? What's the next one, mate?
So, the next one, let's say, strange seeing the names, Sam Gumbly, who is SX artist, and then Deji Arori, which, again, I know he's an artist, I cannot think of his actual fucking name. DTG, that's his name.
Who's this? Are these YouTubers or TikToks? I mean,
to be fair, SX, he's done a lot of songs with JJ, KSI, been on with Rick Ross and fucking all sorts. To be fair, you would know some of his songs if we was to put them on. Otherwise, DTG, I haven't got a clue. Fucking, I think it's safe to say a lot of them, we won't have a clue who they are because we're just out of that generation now. We are too old for it.
Yeah, you're not going to know everyone, are you? I mean, there's 12 fights or 24 followers, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to follow everyone's group. But yeah, looking at that, I'm going to go Deji. Go on, Deji.
Well, I've only slightly leaned towards SSX a little bit just because he's been out on the ring walk several times, so he's already felt the atmosphere. Now, fair enough, I know it's different actually being in the ring for a fight, but it's all I can fucking just slightly lean. But otherwise, I can see this being a bit of a dead fight. Maybe one will get a lucky punch and knock the other one out, but until then, I don't know. So then, next one, again, I don't know who the fuck these two are, Chase D'Amore and Frankie Love. It's another bout one. If I remember rightly, Chase is the current winner, the current holder of this bout.
How do they have bouts? It's just the 8 series in, not the 8-2s of the...
Well, because before Misfits, they already had the boxing scene going anyway, so it's bouts that have just continued from there.
I don't know any of these two, so I'm just going to go Chase, just because he's the champion.
Yeah, he's got the belt, so that's all I can assume. And then the next one, fucking a lot of people's favourites, both sides as well, to be fair, Salt Papi and Slim. Slim, he was...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I was never going to be involved in any of the boxing. It was literally like last year, someone dropped out. I don't know who against now, but someone dropped out. He got fucking asked if he wanted to do it. He was like, yeah, fuck it. And he ended up winning after like a week's training. And he's just carried on. He's actually not too bad with his technicality. And to be fair, he can take a fucking bit of a beating as well.
Yeah. Because Soul Poppy lost his last fight, didn't
he? He did, yeah.
What happened? Did he just lose on points? He lost on points, didn't he?
It was, yeah, against Anthony Taylor, that was. Which, well, he's fighting again tomorrow as well, so we'll get on to them.
I mean, Soul Poppy's too, well, I suppose for me, too flamboyant at times. I really like the way he boxes.
But he's lost even more weight again. Mm. You know, he's an inspiration for a lot of these people, but again, I know I've said it before, you know, if you're earning money from just making videos that you haven't really got to spend much time on, you just physically record it and pass it on to fucking your editors. So then you've got, you know, potentially 10 to 14 hours of being awake during the day to train.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know I'd be a lot slower if we was at that point.
So are you having on this one, mate?
It's going to be a hard one to call because I know that Salt Papi's got a good punch on him, you know, a lot of power. But I know that Slim can take the punch. So, I think if it comes down to points, it could be Salt Poppy. But Slim's always got that chance of just knocking him out. It's going to be a tight one. I think most people will want Salt Poppy to win. But you can't rule out Slim. And he had a bit of a rant about that. He was saying how he's always seen as the underdog. No one really rates him or likes him. Because there was a fucking Twitter poll and it was like 70-something% voted for Salt Papi and he was moaning about that. But it is what it is. Fucking people just have the favourites, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, before fucking this boxing lot, I didn't have a clue who either of them were.
Yeah.
And so,
no, I saw Salt Papi do his TikToks. He used to like...
To be fair, I've not seen any of his TikToks. Yeah, he
used to have, used to do this, like, you know, the salt base of his, but like, do different, like, he used to do, like,
yeah, but he still does all that because it's a part of his entrance and his celebration and that, isn't it? So that'll be a good one to watch, to be honest.
I'm going to go Salt Papi for me.
Yeah, and then that's actually for a title. So neither of them have got the belt, so they've made this one for them. It's a Misfits middleweight title. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
And now the main one that you definitely want to watch is the tag team one. So, fucking Alex Wasabi, he dropped out of his last one, or it might have been the one before. He was going to fight KSI before on the day that KSI did the two fights in the one night. So it was going to be Wasabi that was, and then Nader at the end.
That KSI in the two fights was absolutely shit. Honestly, it was so shit.
Again, he was the first one to do it, and so he's always going to be in the history books for it.
It shouldn't count, though. I mean, that Pereira.
Pineda.
Yeah. Like, he was terrible, and he's supposed to be, like, professional as well.
Well, he is, yeah. At that point, he was, I think it was, like...
7-0 or something, wasn't he, or something?
No, I don't think he'd actually fucking won a fight.
Oh, fair.
But, yeah, he'd had, like, 15 fights. So, yeah, yeah, Alex Wasabi and Nick Perrett. You know, again, Wasabi, I only know him just from fucking little bits of YouTube and then all the beef back and forth when he was meant to have been fighting JJ. And then Pineda, again, he's a fucking people's favourite. I don't know why. Just everyone seems to love him with his fits.
I think it's just because he's a clown.
Probably that.
I think it's like, it's. I think it's a sarcastic love him. They don't love him because he's good. They love him because he's shit. So it's like, ooh.
Yeah, but he has the Undertaker's starting theme as well when he comes out.
I'm sorry, this tag team concept is a load of bollocks, isn't it? It's a load of bollocks.
Again, because that's with B. Dave. He's just sort of like a hillbilly, really. But again, with that bit of the press conference, he's fucking... he's literally just saying to Perrette, like, yeah, Sam, you want to fucking have a scrap, but as soon as we get in, I'm just going to tag Pineda in, and he's going to knock us both out. So, like, that's just defeating the object of having it as a tag team.
Mate, that's a bit of the easiest job there, isn't it?
You know, but hopefully he was saying it just to fucking warn him up.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you know, surely there should be some sort of rules. You can't, like, if you're in the ring, you've got to do at least 30 seconds or something. Or throw a minimum number of punches. Or
one change per round, so you can't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But you have to laugh, because Pineda still can't speak a word of English. You know, he's got a fucking, a proper hillbilly as a partner. And the tag team champions as well. Like, why is there a fucking belt for it? I don't know. I mean, it's not a title fight, but yeah, it just makes you laugh.
Sometimes it feels more of a mockery, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And again, another one that doesn't speak English, Windenes Nunes.
Sorry, who are we having them for the
prediction?
Obviously, I think we're...
You just lean towards fucking Pineda and B-Dave, just because Pineda's an actual fucking boxer.
That's it.
You know, I've not seen either of the other two fights. But yeah, we'll see what fucking happens with that. And then, yeah, so Nunes and my mate Nate, which is his YouTube or whatever fucking name. They were both friends, not physical friends beforehand. They've been speaking on Instagram and whatever, back and forth, because Nate's over in, I think, Thailand all the time doing his videos. And the other lad, Nunes, is Brazilian. Again, couldn't speak English. But yeah, they had a polite conversation. Nate gave him a present, which was like a load of Thailand or Korea, wherever the fuck he's been anyway.
Yeah.
A load of sweets and like food and that from where he's been. I'm sure it was Thailand anyway. And it's like, yeah, got this present. The fucking, he got up, give it to him. They had a hug. And it was like, there was no malice there whatsoever. Yeah, it was like, yeah, well, you know, obviously I want to win, but we'll see. We'll get in the ring and hopefully I'll win. And that was from both of them. He's like, all right, fair enough. So I can't see much going on with that fight, really. For it to be so high up on the card rating, you know, you'd expect one where there's nothing going to happen, really, to be lower down, one of the earlier fights. So considering it's, what we're looking at, one, two, third fight before the co-main event, hopefully it's just, it's going to actually be a bit more dry.
Yeah, I think it's different when you're in the ring, and because
they did say that, obviously, when it comes to the ring, we won't be as friendly with each other. But yeah, I wouldn't have a clue.
I'm going to go on more mate night then.
Yeah, they've both had a fight. But as I said, his side that we're on, it doesn't have their actual fucking record, so I don't know. Otherwise, to be fair, Nunes did look a bit of a fucking a rough cunt just from his appearance.
Yeah.
Plus, being Brazilian, you'd expect him to know how to scrap a little bit. Just for the sake of it, I'll go with Nunes then. And then
was it King Kenny?
Kenny and Anthony Taylor. Again, it's another title fight, that is Misfits light heavyweight title. Now, Anthony Taylor, is he actually a professional boxer? Because he's had loads of fights, hasn't he?
I think he was Jake Paul's trainer for the Tommy Fury fight. Then he fought Tommy Fury before Jake Paul. Tommy Fury beat him. And then he's just jumped on
onto the Misfits.
Yeah, like... onto this corner scene.
Yeah,
He's not great. He's not a great boxer.
Nah, he's more of a character than anything. You know, he keeps fucking
trying. Was he in UFC for the show?
He might have been then. I think that picture he had the gloves on then, didn't he? You know, same age as us, 34. He's got the mouth. I've only seen him just defeat Saul Popida. I've not seen him win any other fights. He probably has. I don't know.
I think I want to go King Kenny for them too, though. Just again, because I like him a bit more.
Yeah, Kenny has actually got some good technical skill when it comes to the boxing. Taylor's a bit sluggish, and I think he's more power than technique. So he's got the potential to knock him down, but Kenny, he stands out as the favourite for me. And then I can't think of his other kid's name now. So real name Nuruddin Shahbaz. It's Dean the Great, isn't it?
Yeah,
against Walid Mushin. This was just a lot of shit talking again. Fucking hell. Look, so Walid was just sitting there taking abuse. Fucking Dean was saying that he did bring a present for him, but they wouldn't let me bring his sister on stage. It was kicking off between him and his like, dad and his uncle. Walid's dad and uncle, or whoever it was, were in the fucking crowd shouting at him, but you couldn't even hear what they were trying to say.
Yeah.
Dean was just fucking gassing over the mic. He's all mouth. He only won the last one out of nowhere, because he did get knocked down, and then he just managed to get back up and fucking hit him and knocked him out there. So this one's a rematch. I don't know, fucking hopefully, just because of how much of a cocky cunt he is, I want Walid to win.
I think the same here, mate.
Yeah, because literally,
you always like to see like the cocky ones get fucked up.
Yeah, because even that, look, after fucking, look, literally just at the end of the press conference, he was saying, I know Slim's just come out of it, but you know, I feel like I'm always the underdog, and fucking trying to give himself a sympathy, a bit of a sob story, but it's not, no, because you're always fucking mouthing off and fucking giving it the big I am, so no one sees you as an underdog. People just probably don't like you, because you seem a bit of a cunt.
Yeah, arrogant, yeah.
Yeah, definitely is.
Well, next up, we got Logan Paul and Dylan Danis. There was a bit of uproar, because obviously, in the last press conference yesterday, as we do the podcast, he actually threw a microphone at Logan Paul. Did you see that?
Well, there was some bottles being thrown around. So
Logan Paul threw a prime bottle at him, like underhand.
Yeah.
And then he's just came with an overhand, like probably 5 foot away, dashed the mic. And it's cut Logan Paul underneath his eye.
Yeah.
So I was unsure if that fight was going ahead. I don't know.
Straight away, Logan was on Twitter saying he's trying to get it fucking called off and whatever, but he's got no chance, the fight's still on. And to be fair, he fucking, look, did you see the clip at all?
The microphone getting thrown?
I've seen several different ones as well, like in fucking, the one of them, it slowed down a little bit, and Logan's reflexes, he fucking done quite well for how close and the speed he was to move as much as he did. Because some of the angles looked like it didn't even touch him, but it obviously did, because there was a bit of blood drawn. It was just a load of shit talking.
This has been a lot of shit talking. To be fair, even if Dylan Danis loses, he's won. Do you know what I mean? Because you can't come back from some of the stuff he's put out.
He's definitely earning the money. He should have fought against KSI a couple of months ago, but he pulled out of that one. So this time he's actually going to carry on. Well, as long as he does come out tomorrow, we're assuming that he is going to, because he's gone through all this aggro so far. He's going to earn a lot of money, I have to be. I know that he was, again, shitposting again on Twitter. And then he was atting Dana White saying, I'm free next week, give me so-and-so, I'll fight this dickhead and whatever. So I think he's, now that he's got a bit of fame back up around him again, he's going to try pursue a UFC career again.
Yeah. Because I think Logan Paul did say if they'd have a rematch in UFC.
Yeah, he's. I don't know if it's actually been signed and agreed.
But not UFC, but like, you know, not in UFC.
It would be on Misfits again. It wouldn't be under
the UFC.
UFC. just purely down to money as well, though, yeah. Because you know, no
just
one
just
gets
a money spinner in here.
Yeah, no one gets big money in the UFC. Still do that.
I mean, Logan Paul's in fucking great shape, and he's being a wrestler.
He looks obviously a little bit smaller. When I was looking at him yesterday,
what, do you reckon he's cut a little bit?
I feel like he has. Yeah.
What's what Dave Fallin has? Does he say?
I believe it is as a heavyweight, but it does not say.
Yeah.
Or is so, it maybe is it light heavyweight? So
I mean, he's 6'2", isn't he? Logan Paul's got there, so
yeah,
6'4". So
around 80 kilos. So I don't know what weight class that would come under then. I mean, you'd imagine it should be the same as the KSI Fury one then as well.
Yeah, you'd assume so. They're
fought each other. But I'm actually looking forward to this one because, as we say, yeah, Logan, WWE, obviously a lot of it's fake. But you've still got...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
To be an athlete, you know, to be able to do it, because it's more chance of getting injured than, you know, actually fucking the dramas of winning or losing, because obviously there's that many different fucking moves. You know, we won't get into Benoit's crippler crossface fucking saga.
Proper finisher, mate.
He finished his family. But yeah, you know, there's just even jumping off the top rope, like he has done, through a person, through a table and all that, you know, it's fucking, it's a dangerous game, and it makes you realise how serious with these, they're still classed as professionals, but these smaller wrestlers that, you know, they literally are banging fucking fluorescent tubes off of each other's faces, doing like what Mankind used to do, fucking getting pole-drived onto fucking, like, thumbtacks. Like, I saw a clip the other day. There was literally like a fucking window about a foot above a table, and they've jumped off of a cage through the fucking, like, these panes of glass onto the table. So you've got all the fucking glass and everything that you're fucking landing on as well. And it's just like, that's for pennies as well, not like fucking hundreds of thousands and millions of pounds like these WWE stars get, you know. So yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I feel like Logan, he's going to win that. Just
I think Logan,
because he's got more experience over the last couple of years being in the ring.
But I
obviously, yeah, Dylan, he has got that UFC background, so you'd expect him to be able to handle the fight a bit better. I'll take it you was going to go for Dylan then.
No, I think Logan will win, but I would like Dylan to win, just because I don't know what Logan Paul's about anymore. He's just fucking, he goes through his stages, doesn't he, where I don't like, he looks a redemption story or something, but
yeah, I think a lot of them do. But I mean, it's just a part, he's always been lucky, obviously, with his fucking Suicide Forest fucking drama, and then, well, it was KSI that really pulled him back out of that with his fighting stuff. And then, yeah, went down a little bit with his mishap. I don't know if he's just not paying people straight back off, because it's like, it's not, it's pocket change for him, and
he's good enough for
it. Yeah, it's like 1.2 million or something. Yeah. So he could have just paid him straight off, but I suppose there's legal reasons why he hasn't been able to do it straight off. But yeah, that's the co-main event. Yeah. So then the, well, they should have had the face-off afterwards, but because of the drama, that never happened.
Yeah, they had like a porcelain
Yeah, so there was the metal cage that was set up, and then it was a perspex screen in the middle. But yeah, because of the little bit of blood that was drawn, that was just pulled back, and they never actually went in, even though Dylan was still there. But yeah, KSI and Tommy. Again, I was just laughing at that because Tommy's sitting there all smug at first, and he's like, "Look, I'm looking you in the eye. I'm telling you now, you know, Jake was a better fighter, and fuck you. I've never took any of it serious now, but I have been this time. And you know, come round one, he's gonna be crawling out of the ring. Then he's changed it to round two, and then it's round three, and then JJ actually comes out, which I know it's a money thing and fucking it's stole to them, but it was night and day from the fucking the way that they were appearance.
Yeah.
So Tommy's there in just some fucking tracksuit bottoms and a Man United kit. And then JJ is there, bright, luminous fucking green. Look, his prime bottle green fucking suit, which he's probably paid fucking thousands and thousands of pounds for, but it just looked plain and over the top. And then he had his big prime chain on as well, which that's like fucking £250,000. And he's entertainment still though, because he's fucking...
I don't like him either.
I know.
I ain't a big KSI sort of fan. I think he's a right dude.
Well,
I can't. I hope Tommy Fury absolutely knocks him out. Because
He should, because he is the professional boxer. But it's going to be so embarrassing for him if he loses. And
I mean, I think because it's just an easy payday. I think he got $5 million for fighting Jake Paul, and I know he's getting a couple of million for doing this. So
yeah, he'd be on at least the same anyway.
But yeah, I mean, even if it's like $7.5 million for two fights, you're right, aren't you?
Well, yeah, he's still laughing. But just for the Fury name,
yeah.
He needs to win.
Yeah.
And so that's why it'd be funny if he doesn't actually win. But the worst part about this section of the press conference was just his dad again.
Gets involved too much, isn't it?
Yeah, as I say, with the last one, the way he was moaning that, yous are all chatting shit, it's not about your YouTubes and all this and that, it's about the fight. And then, he was wanting them to shut up and actually talk about the fight, but then yesterday, it was literally, as soon as KSI sat down, he's standing to the side, gobbing off, shouting, fucking, wouldn't let anyone get a word in edgeways, and it was like, man, just chill out,
Yeah, you're not fighting, mate. Yeah,
let them talk. Let them have the shit talk between each other and then fucking go on from there. But then even fucking Tommy's turned around at one point, fucking, yeah, Dad, you tell him, Dad. And I was like, you just fucking look like a child there. And then he's turned to the crowd and he's like, who thinks we should get a chair for my dad to sit down next to him? So, no, he's not sitting next to you because of this reason already. So, you know, just tell him to shut up. Like, you're not helping yourself. You're not looking professional there. You keep trying to say that you're the big I am and that you're going to win and fucking knock him out within three rounds that it was at the end. But just turn around and say, Dad, hold down a minute. You know, let me just fucking be me. But he's trying to fucking ride the Fury name too much. At least he come across that way yesterday. And then JJ is coming out with the sparring partners. He's like, you're not taking me seriously. You've sparred against people that are at the end of their careers and fucking they've never done anything. They're weak people. So you've not taken me serious. You're lying. And he didn't even know the names of any of the people that he'd been sparring. So it's questionable whether he has taken it as seriously as what he's claimed. I think rightly it is the most, definitely needed to be the main card just because of how hyped up it is.
Yeah.
Because it's not the end of the world, as you say, but it's more career damaging for Tommy than it is JJ.
I don't know, because then Misfits KSI's thing.
Yeah, he's a part of it, ownership wise. It was, you know, his business idea, and then essentially, I think he's more of a solo partner with it, but he's definitely involved with it. But, you know, this is a kid that started off literally just shouting over his videos playing FIFA, did a little bit of music before fucking his actual number one hit songs and all that. But he's still got enough to fall back on, obviously, he's with the Sidemen. He's got a, you know, a good fucking music career behind him as well. And it doesn't matter. You know, he can always turn around and say, yeah, well, I'm not a professional boxer. I should have got battered.
Which he will say if he does lose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to have to.
That's, yeah.
You know, so it's going to be harder for Tommy, because if he does lose, then he can't carry on with professional fights.
No, I think he could.
He could, but he's not going to be as big as what he's saying he's going to be.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if Tommy loses. They must have a rematch clause. I think if Tommy loses, because if Tommy wins, he's fighting Logan Paul.
I know he says that he would knock him out as well. Because that bit of beef's been going back and forth for years. Yeah. But, you know, Tommy dodged the pair of them for fucking years anyway. It was, because I remember with the Jake Paul and Tommy fights, it was.
But overall, it was a good career choice because he's maximised his money for it.
He's had to do it, you know, because at the end of the day, he's still mostly popular. Other than being a Fury, he's mostly popular for Love Island.
Yeah.
Because Molly Mays, his missus. Yeah. You know, and then there's a lot of videos out there, him fucking cheating on his missus.
Well, Molly Mays?
Yeah, yeah. So, one that I saw, I don't know, say he's in an old beef or something. He was in a nightclub anyway. And there was two girls there, and he's like, fucking on Tommy. And then he takes his top off. And fucking, then he ends up walking off with the pair of them. I've heard other stories and that as well. I don't know if it actually did make a news story that didn't come out. Obviously, they've got a child together now. It's I don't know.
Law Island. Try to keep
fucking,
up in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I don't have enough time to fucking keep up with my own life, let alone fucking
Molly Mays.
Yeah, Molly Mays, fucking hell.
And they called the kid Bambi as well. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's going to be unusual.
God. Well, I'm looking forward to it, to be fair. I've got a lot of running around to do in the morning, so I might end up having to take a power nap before, because I think it's from 6 o'clock is when it's all starting, UK time. So they're expecting the final fights before 12. So I'm guessing they're expecting 11 o'clock fucking ring walk maybe. I'm probably going to be a bit tired. Won't be able to start drinking as early as I like to on a weekend. But that's a me problem. You know, fucking, I suppose it's better than when it's over in Abu Dhabi or whatever and the fight's at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Fucking 8 then.
Abu Dhabi was really early. Was it really? I'm sure it was.
Well, when it's in Vegas, it's stupid.
Do you remember when we watched, because I watched the Ricky Hatton documentary. Yeah, and you remember?
Yeah,
you watched
back at mine.
That's the thing, once in Vegas, it is literally 4 o'clock ring.
But I don't see why it has to be. Even when it's in the UK and it's, you know, a 10 o'clock fight and that, I don't see why it has to be so late. Because especially when it's a Saturday.
It's just so you can make a day of it, I suppose.
Yeah, but everyone's fucking. When it's a fight at Wembley, for example, anywhere in Vegas and that, the British, I suppose it is. Just the breach mentality that's coming out of me now. It's just everyone's drinking all day.
Yeah, you
and then you go into it.
Yeah.
And then you fucking, that lagging, you don't even remember it, being at the fight. You can imagine how many fucking Brits actually do that.
Yeah. Plus, it's sort of then, you go out to London for the day, get some food. You know what you're doing on the night, so you don't have to plan ahead, go back to your hotel. Done.
If you're being sensible.
I think you make a day.
But when it literally is you're on the fucking pop all day, you know, it's the British thing, same as with the football and that as well, when it's on late, everyone's drinking all day and you fucking end up having more fights.
Yeah, well, a little side story, I told JD this. I went for a pub lunch, because we're talking about the British mentality, and I went for a pub lunch, we're looking about 2 o'clock and there was these old boys there, I'll say, there was about 40, 50, that age. The younger lad, obviously there's about 6 of them, and then the younger lad, the group, who's obviously arrived, comes over and goes, "You're a gay boys?" And I was laughing, man. It was just, it's that mentality, don't it?
Well, yeah.
It's top tier, joke.
What it is, because...
like banter, sorry.
Because obviously I text you straight back. That guy gets you.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, I did it recently myself. I was driving, saw my brother. I was like, we're okay, boy. Fucking, yeah. I'll give him a little bib as well. You know, that's just fucking old school banter, that is. Yeah. Fucking, there's not enough of it around these days. So, yeah, fortnight tomorrow. That'll be a... hopefully, like, overall, I'm expecting it to be a good afternoon.
Yeah, I just hope it's not trashy. Because I keep saying, after I watch one of these events, I am watching them again. I end up watching them.
Well, yeah, you get hooked in just because of all this shit talking.
Yeah.
But, yeah... hopefully it is. It's, we'll see soon enough anyway. Yeah. The weighing and the face-off is this afternoon as we're recording at the moment. So I'll watch that, and if anything fucking interesting happens, I'm sure we'll talk about it next week.
Mm-hmm. And we can obviously see how many we've got right and wrong.
So... we've gone on about the fucking Misfits for long enough now. So, let's get into a couple of emails that we've got.
Favourite part.
Yeah, so say that one for a minute. Fucking.
Who we got?
So, we've got Kirsty here again. So, right, this fucking phone doesn't like loading everything up properly. But, right. So, hi guys. Hi, Kirst. Right. So, in need of a little advice. Oh, Ashley's getting ready now. So, I've been out on a couple little dates with this lad. Mm. Not a puppy. No little ragdoll then, no, so. I like him, but he's been a bit OTT. Right, so over the top.
So, probably like...
yeah, I thought it was like a spelling mistake, yeah. Then I was looking at it all confused then.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
So, being over the top, like a lot of messages and mushy stuff. How do I tell him to calm down a bit without upsetting him? Thanks in advance.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
If you've got something you've got ready to say, go on.
Honestly, just honesty with him. Just be honest, because you don't want to set it up wrong where you feel like you can't engage in a proper conversation. Just be honest, just say, you know, just tell him how you feel. Like, you don't have to get mushy, or if you're not there, just say to him, I'm not there. You know, just be honest. I mean, no one wants to get lied to or dragged along. So I would just be honest and be like, look, it's a bit, I'm not saying, you know, you don't have to go, you're over the top. Obviously, you can word it better in a way that suits you more and your relationship more. But I would honestly just be honest with him, and just, obviously, you want to start what could be a relationship. I know you've only just having a few dates with him, but obviously you like him enough to message us to ask for a voice, because obviously you want it to go the right way, and obviously this is something that's maybe splintering off, and you're thinking, I don't know if this is not so much the right path to carry on. Just it's a niggly, I get it, but just be honest. I mean, that way there's always communication down the line. That's me.
Well, yeah. Solid, also, real advice there.
Yeah, real. And also, thank you for your email.
So, what I would say is, firstly, tell him to start listening to the podcast as well. Then he's going to hear it directly.
No, that'd be worse, though, because then she's like, he'd be like, you can speak to them about it.
Yeah.
And get real advice.
Yeah.
I don't know, mate. I don't know.
I feel like this is a fucking golden move here.
If you do what JD's saying, Can you is it emailing you what happened actually? That'd be fucking brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Get him to listen, get him to give his thoughts on it. Unless he starts crying and we don't want to hear that bullshit. But yeah, now just be honest with him at first and just say, look, you're being a bit full on. Let's just fucking tone it back a bit, you know. I don't need I'm assuming he's fucking up.
I reckon
sending 100 kisses on a fucking text just being or fucking like, whatever.
I'm at home, I can't wait to be with you see you again.
Just having to slow it
but
down.
That happens at first though, doesn't it? And it does eventually die down, but I suppose it must be happening as she's put it over the top. Look, it's more than she wants.
I think it's a bit of an age thing as well, because look, when we were, you know, younger, I wasn't too bad with it, but yeah. Look, I'd do a little bit of that with the texting, but when I first got with the missus, I fucking nipped it all in the bud straight away. Like, you know, fucking, I can't be texting all day. I haven't got time for that. I don't send kisses on texts or fucking anything. You know, I went out of that fucking mentality and fucking lovey-dovey stuff
but
fucking
this,
before I got with the missus.
Yeah, but this person who's cursed is obviously one of the day
with.
That might be him. As a personality, as a whole, that might... over the top. He might not draw it down, so...
I get it, everyone's... that was just me being me because of fucking
being
past experiences. But it's that, and fucking... There was too many times where, like, if I did anything slightly like that, then it would give the wrong impression.
Yeah.
So, I fucking... The amount of times there was fucking girls assuming that we're in a full... blown relationship just because I'd sent a couple of text messages. He fucking got a bit of out of hand at one point. But that's another story for Top Shagger fucking segments. But yeah, just fucking time to just ease it up a little bit, you know, say that you appreciate fucking, well, if you do appreciate what he's trying to get at, just tell him just to dial it back, just say, look, you know, I want to carry on seeing you and see where this goes, but we need to just fucking ease off this mushy shit. That's not what I like.
Communication is key no matter where you are in a relationship, whether at the beginning, you know, whether you've been together 5 years, 10 years, it's just all about communication. So you might as well start off on the right path. You know, so it doesn't happen down the line where it aggressively gets, I say, even more over the top. So, you know, then it gets more overbearing for yourself. So just have the conversation, just say however you would word it, and just say, look, I appreciate it, I love that you do this, but it sometimes is a bit too much, a bit overwhelming sometimes, because I don't know how right to react. I don't want to say the wrong thing that leads you on, or I don't want to say too little and think I'm not where you're at. So just honestly, communication is good. That's fucking real.
And then, if, I don't know what the lad's name is, but if you're actually listening at this moment, you haven't turned it off or started crying or whatever, if you're still listening, which we know he is.
I would fucking love it. don't get me wrong, I'd love to take my voice, but I'd rather he take JD's advice and listen to the podcast just to listen to our responses and see which one she went with.
Well, this is a direct message for him, if he's listening. Just... as the old saying goes, treat them mean, keep them keen. Now, I'm not saying start giving her a fucking slap. Just, you know, ignore her for an hour or something. You know, you don't have to respond straight away. Just make it seem like you're a bit busy, but you've still got time for her. And then...
But I hope Kirsty isn't doing that thing where, you know, when they leave you, like, I'm red. And you're like, I know you've been on your phone. I can... because that winds me up.
Yeah, that's annoying.
As long as you're not doing that to him, Kirsty, I think you'll be fine. I think
I'm guessing she's not, though, since...
Nah.
If he's texting too much and she's finding it overwhelming, then...
Yeah, Dennis, she's
I'm
got
guessing,
a reason, yeah.
Yeah, it's not because she's not texting back.
But yeah, it's a...
But yeah.
You know, get him to listen to the podcast.
Listen to the pod, listen to the
advice. I'm sure he'd be happy that you've went down this path and then followed JD's advice. Just randomly go, you know, there's a podcast to listen to. I think you're perfect for it.
And hopefully that's a new subscriber for us
as
well.
An extra download a week.
Yeah. And then if I'm going to call him Jeff. Jeff,
Jeffrey.
If you are listening.
Jeffrey Dunn.
It wasn't as the Jeffrey Dahmer one, but yeah, hopefully fucking that's not the case. Jesus, fucking, you might need to escape from it first.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jeff, if you are listening and you want to give your side of the story,
that'd be perfect.
Email us in realtalkingpod@gmail.com or you can tweet us, X us at Ash and JD, or drop a comment on the YouTube. Yeah, Real Talking Pod. Yeah, so hopefully that helps you anyway, Curse. We do appreciate your email. And if you don't get him to listen, or if he chooses not to listen, let us know what the sketch is. Fucking email us back in and say what's happened after this situation. That's if you do listen to either of us. You know, it's probably already fucking ended by now. But we can't all be that optimistic. Right, now we'll finish it on this one from Mike Jones.
Another story.
We've got another little fucking story here. Fucking little stretch for this. all right, lads. Right, Mark. So apparently the soap eating is a common thing.
What?
Well, kind of. I was speaking to a colleague. Didn't say I was sending in stories to a podcast. Fucking, that's probably fucking a good fucking shout there, because surely if that was to fucking come out, you'd get in some sort of
trouble. It's like if it's a common thing, is his real name Mike?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But look, if you're sending in stories to do with your job, surely you're gonna get a bit of a fucking yellow card for that, ain't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking to a colleague, didn't say I was sending stories to a podcast. But he said where he used to work, there were down shampoo and shower gel, almost like a drinking game. I don't know what's wrong with people. Some would do it for shits and giggles, quite literally shits. If the soap's giving you the shits, shampoo and that is any. Others were forced as a punishment of sorts. So yeah, a lot of stupid people out there. I don't get it.
This mentality is fucking nuts.
Not again, is it because it's younger people or something? Because I wouldn't imagine the older boys doing it.
Do you know how long it's been a thing for?
I kind of half understand as a punishment.
I get the punishment,
But then is it a punishment, I can't physically abuse you, I can't stab you or whatever, so I'm going to fucking force this shampoo down your neck? Or is it a FIFA punishment, when you fucking... You get bats and you have to do a Facebook status or something.
Or maybe it's one of them, and if you do, obviously you get pulled into the hospital ward or whatever. Better food or something there.
I don't know, man, because there must be a benefit to doing it.
I
don't know, man, it's just gotta be. People are just fucking stupid, man. It's like that stupid trend a couple of years ago when they were eating the Tide Pods. Tide Pod, it's Americans fucking washing tablets, so like Ariel. Yeah, they were fucking eating them, and it was making them fucking ill.
Fucking really ill, mate.
So yeah, I think surely it's fucking younger people that are doing this. It for the fucking crack. Oh God's sake.
Also, how does this become a thing? I always like stuff like this. Like, who was like, do this, and then it's a forfeit, and that's become a thing.
I don't know.
So there's loads of little tricks. Did you know, for Blue Tack, they use toothpaste? So you know to put pictures on.
What, to take the Blue Tack back up?
No, so I don't know. Obviously, not allowed Blue Tack in prison.
Oh, sorry.
I thought
it was a fucking... Yeah, no. Got a poster on my fucking bedroom wall and then toothpaste taken off.
So. I'm sorry, just in terms of jail, so I'm sorry. Because obviously we spoke about before some of the stuff they're cooking, the kettles there and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, they don't have Blue Tack. They put a toothpaste on it and stick it to the wall and the axe.
Yeah, I can't sound surprised because if you haven't put the lid back on your toothpaste properly, it does sort of go sticky and a bit hard. So, yeah.
I'm just saying because obviously there's a lot of little... But when it comes, I know it's a different world. It is a different world.
You can put that into fucking everything. A prime example is one that I tell customers a lot. So your stainless steel fridges, appliances, your cooker hoods and that. So renowned for getting fingerprints on. But if you get Bayer oil and fucking rub it in, or essentially the same as polishing shoes. So wipe those stainless steel surfaces with baby oil. That gets rid of the fucking fingerprints and prevents it fucking for a bit longer. But who figured that out in the first place? Well, you know, oh, I've run out of fucking soapy water. This baby oil's wet. Let's use that instead. Well, how do people think of these things? Yeah. And you can go further back, like fucking, you know, who thought, oh, that chicken's just dropped that brown thing out of its arsehole. I wonder what happens if I fucking stick this over some heat. Like, how's this going to taste? Like, it can fucking, again, cows milking, fucking, oh, well, that little cow's drinking that, so I can drink that then. Like, just mad fucking evolution, any science, real talk.
Science.
Right, he's still got half an email there. So, quick story anyway. During visitation the other day, I noticed some strange facial expressions on one of the lads sitting at a table with his partner. So as I moved around to get a better look, I noticed he was receiving a foot rub. his lady had popped her trainers off. Oh, God. And was massaging his knob over his trousers. Safe to say, I abruptly stopped them. And he's no longer my friend, lol.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't be friend.
Well, yeah.
The first time a woman's touched him with yours.
Well, I don't know how long he's been in for, but yeah. He's trying to get fucking...
Look, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll take anything, bab.
So obviously it's not the same one that's getting the reach around.
Mate, that'd be brilliant if he was, mate. That'd be even better if he was.
Oh, God, the same one just getting stuffed over by Michael at the top. All I want to do is come. Oh.
Yeah, it's just like keeps cut blocking it. We're cooking.
But like foot rubs, like, I know we've spoke about fetishes before and that, but like, so she's fucking like at least been foot slapping around a bit, so the feet, socks, trainers, they're going to be fucking stinking a bit.
Unless you just drove.
Yeah, but still, like, there's going to be fucking a certain amount of time that those socks and trainers have been worn.
Some people love it,
and it's fucking
we was on about these kinks, some, you know, and
Then, look, so he's going to be in a situation then. He's fucking just spunked. And he's going to fucking... Surely it's going to be a noticeable fucking spunk patch on his fucking trousers. How's he going to fucking get away with that?
Maybe you just don't care.
Oh, God.
Get to that point where you just don't care. You just want it, need it.
Oh. I don't know, man. Some people are fucking just weird.
Mm.
But, yeah, just the foot rub in general. Look, for climaxing. You know, we all need a fucking an actual foot massage from time to time. You know, fucking release a bit of tension, but not that kind of fucking tension.
Some people love it, mate. Some people might prefer it with the feet.
But fucking
when people buy people's socks, so people love.
I know. Like, I don't know. I think we're just too vanilla to fucking enjoy stuff like that, aren't we?
It's a weird. It's
mental. Absolutely mental. Well, no, I appreciate that, Mog.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what to do to fucking send in another story. Let us know if it is the same lad.
That'd be brilliant if it was.
Just full on cock blocked all the time.
Fucking grey. Like, he's the one getting wanked as well.
Yeah. finger in his own arsehole. Getting a fucking foot rub. It's strange. Fucking. Well, yeah, we've got that one friend that I know that he'd fucking. I bet he's all over it and fucking getting it all the time. Horrible. Madness.
Mm.
But yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, yeah, keep them coming. Fucking, I'll drop the links and that again because the fucking camera just didn't want to work last week, even though I thought it had. So there was only the audio last week. And we had the... little sponsor of Key Memento. So I'll drop those links in the description again, and I will put the pictures of the key rings over the YouTube video as well. They'll be floating around in a couple of different places, to be fair. So if you're watching and you're fucking like, what would I keep fucking up? It's because last week's was a bit fucking big tongue. Hopefully that's all of the fucking technical issues over with again for a little while. But yeah, if not, there'll be another apology. So hopefully you've enjoyed. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe and all that fucking shit. He's know what to do. He's just ain't doing it enough. But the ones that do do it, we appreciate it. And any final words, Ash?
No, just thank you again for your emails. And, you know, they make the show worthwhile. They might, well, have some validation, I suppose. But yeah, no, thank you for everyone that listens. And then just make sure you download, please. Just, it just every little helps.
Yeah, and in the wise words of Ali G, keep it real. We'll see you later.
Keep it real.